It is very unfortunate, and I suppose this is the price in extreme cases that we have to pay for helping the poor. We are deeply affected as a congregation. It's a pain, and we hope that the blood that she has shed will bear some fruit for the poor in future.
Sister Valsa John was very courageous. She was repeatedly threatened by criminals, but she didn't stop her struggle aside the indigenous people.
She had a very great liking to work among the poor. That was shown from the very beginning. After her final vows, she had been fully involved in the work in collaboration with other congregations, also with the Jesuits. And so she had been working, and she was never frightened.
And so her life, so committed for the poor, it's a very powerful Christian testimony.
Yes, she was working for the tribals. And yes, I do agree that it is a very powerful testimony, and in her death itself that she is giving a witness to what love can do.
And what's your hope after this tragic event, for especially for the people so in the heart of your sister?
I'm sure that the Spirit of the Lord will give courage to many to work for the poor. We won't stop working and living our charism of communicating God's compassionate love to the people, especially to the poor. And I am very hopeful that our sisters will not stay back. They'll be very courageous. I keep on receiving a lot of letters from within the congregation and outside. There is an experience of a shock and pain. At the same time, there is hope. It's not only for our congregation, for the whole human race. It's not only the church, but anyone with love can do and can sacrifice herself or himself.